Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, May 7th, One Take Wednesday. We have two really good passages from the Gospels, and then we'll turn over to Proverbs chapter 7. Our first passage is from Luke chapter 12, verses 22 through 34. And this is in the New International Version. This is a reminder from Jesus for us not to worry. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than birds? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to your life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Consider how the wild flowers grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all of his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, how much more will he clothe you, you of little faith? And do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it. For the pagan world runs after such things, and your Father knows you need them. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourself that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will never fail, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." I'm going to read the first and the last verse of this section again. "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear." And then the reminder at the end, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Let's move on to Mark chapter 12, verses 1 through 12. This is the parable of the tenants. Jesus then began to speak to them in parables. "A man planted a vineyard. He put a wall around it, dug a pit for the wine press, and built a watchtower. Then he rented the vineyard to some farmers and moved to another place. At harvest time, he sent a servant to the tenants to collect from them some of the fruit of the vineyard. But they seized him, beat him, and sent him away empty-handed. Then he sent another servant to them. They struck this man on the head and treated him shamefully. He sent still another, and that one they killed. He sent many others, some of them they beat, others they killed. He had one left to send, a son whom he loved. He sent his last of all, saying, 'They will respect my son.' But the tenants said to one another, 'This is the heir. Come, let's kill him, and the inheritance will be ours.' So they took him and they killed him, and they threw him out of the vineyard. What then will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come and kill those tenants and give the vineyard to others." Haven't you read this passage of Scripture? "The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this. It is marvelous in our eyes." Then the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders looked for a way to arrest him, because they knew he had spoken this parable against them. But they were afraid of the crowd, so they left him and went away. Before we move on to Proverbs, I just want to recap this a little bit. This is a parable about Israel rejecting God's own son. So we have the vineyard, which is God's people, and the tenants, which were Israel's leaders, and then the son, who is Jesus. And the tenants, those who were in charge of God's vineyard, they rejected the prophets, they rejected those that were sent as godly people from God, and finally they reject the Son. But the key verse in this passage is, let's see, what number is it? Verse 10, the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. So the leaders of Israel had rejected Jesus, but he is the one on which our faith is built. And so an application question we might ask ourselves today is, are there areas of my life where I am rejecting the wisdom of Jesus? To put it positively, am I receiving Jesus in all areas of my life? This is also a warning against spiritual pride. The leaders of Israel thought they knew who Jesus was, but they didn't take the time to really learn about him and to search the scriptures about him. And ultimately, he was killed in a horrible way, whereas he should have been enthroned as the Messiah. Proverbs chapter 7, verses 1 and 2. My son, keep my words and store up my commands within you. Keep my commands and you will live. Guard my teachings as the apple of your eye. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. God's wisdom provides us with abundant life. Lord, help us to boldly believe that you have abundant life for us, and you call us to a life where we do not worry about what we will eat, what we will drink, what we will wear, what people think, or anything else for that matter, because we cannot add even an hour to our life by worrying. Rather, Lord, help us to turn that worry into willing dependence upon you, and active waiting for your word and your work. Lord, there are many worrisome situations in our lives, and we know that we are incapable of moving forward without you. And so we ask for your help, we ask for your watch care, and we pray that you would help us to keep your words and your commands within us, that we might understand your teachings and live by them. And Lord, as my brothers and sisters go about their day, I pray your blessings upon them, that Christ might go before them to prepare a way of service, that Christ would go behind them to gather up their efforts for your glory. Christ, would you go beside them as leader and guide? Christ, go within them as comfort and stay. Christ, go beneath them to uphold with everlasting arms, and Christ, go above them to reign as Lord supreme. And we do imagine you, Lord, seated at the right hand of God the Father, reigning and in control. You are all powerful, and we love you. Amen.